Hey there, it's Lily Mae here, and welcome to another episode of the Glambitious Podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, please head over to my website, theglamceo.com, theglamceo.com, and check out the resources I have to help you with marketing and promoting your business. Also, consider grabbing a ticket to the Atlanta Conference, which will be on Saturday, August 26th, celebrating our 10th anniversary year of the brand. So I also encourage you to follow me on Instagram at I Am Lily Mae and let me know your thoughts on this episode, which will definitely be brief. But I wanted to pose the question, are you holding yourself hostage? Are you holding yourself hostage? So, you know, as I always process in real time, you know, things that I'm, marinating on or deliberating on or going through or experiencing in real time on this podcast. Today, I was messaging a friend and I said, you know what? I've decided to practice radical acceptance. Okay. Radical acceptance, which is really just accepting what life is presenting and not resisting it. And so, you know, so often we hold ourselves hostage to a certain particular guideline that we think life should fall into, right? Like, I'll be happy when this happens, or I'll be happy when that happens, or by this age I should have this, by this time I should have this. And then when those deadlines aren't met, we feel anxious, irritated, disappointed, mad at ourselves, judgmental of our life and our path. We fall into comparison. And so I wanted to ask, are you holding yourself hostage? I have definitely been holding my happiness hostage. Maybe that's what I should call the podcast, Are You Holding Happiness Hostage? Because I feel like, although of course I have a lot of happy moments in life, I've been imagining that the ultimate happiness will be experienced when XYZ happens, right? So of course I travel, I enjoy life, I have experiences, I laugh with family, we play games, you know, all the things, you know, I talk to friends, we laugh, we talk, we play, we plan events, we do things together, all the typical life things. So of course I have happy moments. But for so long, for too long, I've imagined experiencing this pinnacle of happiness. I've imagined that this pinnacle of happiness will happen when certain things line up, right? So for you, it may be, oh, when I make $250,000, oh, when I get married, oh, when I have kids, oh, when I buy my dream home, oh, when I, you know, reach a certain pinnacle of success in my career, oh, when my business does this, or it could be any number of things that you really attach to this pinnacle of happiness. And so you're always kind of expecting that that's going to happen, and then you'll be able to be the happiest you've ever been. Then you'll be able to, you know, feel accomplished, feel successful, you know, then you'll have your aha moment. But we should not hold ourselves hostage to those timelines and expectations with this imaginary pinnacle of happiness. We should really be present in the moment and know that the pinnacle evolves, right? Find your pinnacle of happiness today. Don't have it contingent upon circumstances outside of your control. No. Find the pinnacle of happiness in today, period. Like, that's what it means to really be in the moment and be present and enjoy the present, is to not put off your pinnacle of happiness and, you know, to be connected to these imaginary circumstances. It's okay to have hope. It's okay to have dreams and visions for your future. But you don't want to feel like life is going to be a million times better when certain things happen, because then you're always kind of holding just like this piece of happiness. You're like separating this little portion of happiness off in the corner, right? And you're not letting it come out of the corner until certain things align in the world, until certain things, you know, work out in the way that you hoped and dreamed. And life is unpredictable. We have no guarantees. The only moment that we have is now, is today, is the one that we're actively in. That is the moment. And so knowing that this moment right here, right today, right now, at this hour, this is the pinnacle. Like, this is where I find the pinnacle. This is where I find my joy, my happiness, my peace. It's here. It's not there. It's not tomorrow. It's not in next year. It's now. So I hope that in my rambling that you could have an aha moment and identify what you've attached the pinnacle of happiness to and release it from being held hostage in the future. Don't let your pinnacle of happiness be held hostage by the future. I went to see Mission Impossible today, and they had to solve a riddle at one point to disarm a bomb. And one of the riddles were something like, what is always promised but never comes? Something like that. Like, what are we always looking forward to, but it never quite comes? And the answer was tomorrow, because there's always another tomorrow, right? So it's like, I thought it was a, you know, really witty riddle, okay? It was a witty riddle because it was suggesting that we're always looking for tomorrow, and then there's another tomorrow and another tomorrow. So it's like it never really comes, because then tomorrow we have now, and then tomorrow we have now. I don't think that made sense, but I thought that was pretty cool. But the moral of the story is we have now. Now is what we have. Now is what we should value. Now is what we should find our pinnacle and happiness in. I often think about when I was 18, graduated from high school, and how I imagined life would unfold, right? And there were a lot of positive surprises in life, and there were a lot of unexpected challenges that I would have never foresaw happening. But either way, it was all unexpected. It was all beyond what I can imagine. And so, you know, instead of me holding myself hostage to a certain set of circumstances to deliver this pinnacle of happiness, I need to find that today. I need to find that in this moment. You know, I need to find the peace, the joy, the contentment, the happiness, the radical acceptance in now, because tomorrow is going to come with its own set of challenges, burdens, blessings, all those things. Tomorrow will need tomorrow's attention, but today requires today's attention. Let's not waste today's attention thinking about tomorrow and thinking about the future. Let's give today's attention that it needs and that it deserves. Today is special. No, it's not a perfect day. No day ever is perfect. But you can find perfect moments. You can put your phone down. You can be more present. You can linger in a little prayer with God, a little conversation with God a little longer. You can listen to worship music and be encouraged. You can call a friend or family member and have a good laugh. You can go for a walk and feel the sunshine shining on your skin. You can appreciate your mobility, appreciate the fact that you have the resources to have a cell phone, to have technology to hear this podcast. Appreciate the hope that you can find in today. Like, those are the things that we should be focused on, because we don't know what tomorrow may bring. Tomorrow may be better than today. Tomorrow may have challenges. But why spend today worrying about it? Why not spend today finding that pinnacle of happiness in today, in what we can control, in what we do have, in the space of gratitude of, yes, I don't have everything I desire, but I have a lot of things. The gratitude in that, you know what? There's more working for me than against me. Let me be grateful for that. Well, I hope this episode was empowering, or at least, you know, charge you to kind of think about how you've been imagining this pinnacle of happiness, or in what ways have you held yourself hostage, held your happiness hostage, held your peace hostage, held your joy hostage, whatever. What are you holding hostage to the future? I encourage you to release it today. Whatever you've been holding hostage for this future scenario, release it today. Enjoy today. Be blessed today. Be grateful today. And I think if we could show up in each day with that posture and mindset, the wait won't seem so long when you're waiting on the blessing, when you're waiting on, you know, the next big thing. The wait doesn't feel so agonizing when you can be present and grateful and happy today. Just some of my thoughts. And if this blessed you at all, I always encourage you to message me on Instagram at I am Lily May. Again, you know, the conference is coming up on August 26th, Saturday in Atlanta. You can get a virtual ticket or you can join us in Atlanta. We're going to be talking about faith, self-care, entrepreneurship. It'll be some fun networking, DJ, music, just a good time to connect, be encouraged, inspired, have a little fun. So join me as I celebrate my 10th anniversary year. You know, I created the platform to empower women in their faith, in their business, in their life. And that's what the event is going to be about. That's what my podcast is about. You know, although I'm an entrepreneur, I'm not just an entrepreneur. I'm a woman of faith. You know, I'm a sister, I'm a daughter, I'm a friend. And so I definitely enjoy having diverse conversations here on the podcast, because I think we're all in a process and a space of transition. I think we're always in transition, number one, you know, and as long as we can recognize that, hey, we're always in transition, then we can flow with the transition and not against it, and be at peace and practice radical acceptance with today. So I hope that blessed you, and I look forward to hearing from you. Hopefully I get to see you in Atlanta August 26th, Saturday. If not, definitely join my email list to stay in the loop of what other cities I'll be coming to, because I definitely want to plan some events around the country in the months to come. All right, have a blessed day.